Today's Amud is Beitza Tezvav Amud Aleph. We're holding eight lines from the top on Tezvav Amud Aleph by the two dots of Eloi Besandal HaMesumer. So we mentioned in the Mishnah on Yudal Amabez different items that a person is allowed to send to someone on Yom Tov. Certain items that he's not allowed to send. The general rule, we said, that the klal is anything that he could use on Yom Tov, so you could send him. Anything which he cannot use on Yom Tov, so that you're not allowed to send him. So one of the examples of something which we said you're not allowed to send to your friend is a sandal, hamasumer, is cleats, shoes that had these metal spikes coming out of it. So there's an isser that you're not allowed to wear those on Yom Tov, on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't send that to your friend on Yom Tov. So it says the Gemara now, sandal hamasumer my time aloy. Why can't you send your friend the sandal hamasumer? So we just spoke it out. Mishum ma'isa shahaya. Because they made a gzeira that you're not allowed to wear a sandal hamasumer because of a ma'isa shahaya, because of a story that once took place, which we learned in Mesach HaShabbos and Samach and Aleph, different versions exactly what happened. But the idea was that the Yidden were hiding. There was some sort of gzeira, so the Yidden were hiding underground. And they thought that the Goyim were, that the Goyim found them, that they knew that they were there, and that they were coming after them, and there was a whole stampede, and Bekitzer, they were wearing these shoes, and they all ended up dying, so because of that, they made a gzera that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to wear a sandal hamusumer. Mamela, you're not allowed to send that to your friend. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, that sandal hamusumer aser lena'aloi umutar letaltaloi. Even though you're not allowed to wear a sandal hamasumer on Yom Tov, you are allowed to move it, meaning, letzarech gufa and letzarech makayma, it is still considered a kli, that if you have some sort of reason, something you wanna crack open a nut with the sandal hamasumer, so, you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, Abai explains himself, that it's also a na'aloi, mishum ma'isa shahayim. You're not allowed to wear the sandal because of the story that took place, like we just spoke out. Umutr letaltloi. However, you're allowed to carry it, and my proof is midikatani e meshalchen. From the fact that our Mishnah has to say that you can't send it to your friend. Diisal kadaitach aser letaltloi. Now, if it's not even considered a kli and it's aser to even move it, so hashta letaltloi aser meshalchen ibai. So if you're not allowed to even move it, so would you need a Mishnah to tell me that you can't send it to your friend? Elamai, from the fact that the Mishnah has to tell us that you can't send it, it must be that you are allowed to move it if you have some sort of need in the sandal. Now, we also send in the Mishnah another example of something that you're not allowed to send to your friend on Yom Tov is a shoe that isn't sewn up. V'loi minal she'enoi tafer. So says the Gemara Pshita. That's obvious. What's he going to do with it? If it's useless, if it's not sewn, so then it's useless. Why would you think you could send it to him? Like nitzrucha da'afal gav da'naka b'seichei. That even though it has some sort of nails that it's keeping it a little bit together, so it's somewhat attached, you might have thought that that's enough. Kamash malon that no, even in that state, so a person's not going to wear it, and mamela, you cannot send that to your friend on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, afle min alavon. Rabbi Yehuda added that you're also not allowed to send your friend a white shoe, because the derech in those times was to only wear black shoes. And mamela, if you would send him a white shoe, he wouldn't be able to wear it. He has to still send it to an uman to blacken it. So you're sending him something which he can't use, so you can't send him such a shoe. So Tani, we learned in the Braiser, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shachar v'aiser b'lavan, that Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to send him a black shoe, you just can't send him a white shoe. And the reason is, says the Braiser, m'mnei shetzarech bitas hagir, because you need an uman to take some sort of material and blacken it, which you can't do on Yom Tov, so m'mela you can't send it to him in its white state. Rabbi Yaisi Aiser b'shachar. Rabbi Yaisi said that even if the shoe is black, it's still going to be aser to send it to your friend on Yom Tov. Because even once it's black, it's still not a finished shoe. You still have to smoothen it. So unless it's smoothened, if it's black and smoothened, then of course Rabbi Yaisi would agree that you could send that to your friend. But just the fact that it's black, says Rabbi Yaisi, that's not enough to be able to send it to your friend because it still needs to be smoothened, and until then a person wouldn't wear it. And says the Gemara, v'loi pligi. Even though it seems like it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda says that once the shoe is black, you could send it. Rabbi Yossi says that no, only once you smoothen it. Says the Gemara, it's really not a machlekes. They're not really arguing. It's just then marki asrei u marki asrei, that they lived in different types of places, which the Gemara will speak out. We'll just speak it out outside first. That they had different customs in the places of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, which means that shoes are made out of leather, and so the skin of the animal. So now there's two different sides to the skin, to the leather. There's the outside part, which is the part that the hair grows out from. That part is generally very smooth. Then there's also the inside part, the part that's on the flesh of the animal. That part is generally more rough. So now there's two ways you can make shoes. You can either make it that the basar side, which is the rough side, you can either make it that the flesh side, the basar side, is facing inwards, in which case the hair side is facing outwards. It's already smooth. You're not going to have to smooth in such a shoe. Or you can make it that the basar side is facing outwards. So the rough side is on the outside, so it's not going to look very nice. Then you'll have to smooth it. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, they lived in different places. In Rabbi Yehuda's place, so this one, now we'll read it back inside, says the Gemara, Ba'asrei Demar, in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, Bisra Latachas, the side of the flesh that went inside. It was the side of the hair that was outside, and Mamela, it didn't need to get smoothened. Once it was black, it was a finished product. Ba'asrei Demar, Bisra Le'il. However, in Rabbi Yossi's place, so over there, the way they made the shoes is that the flesh side faced outwards. So being that the rough side faced outwards, even after the craftsman made it black, he still needed to smoothen it. Mamela, you can't send your friend even a shoe that's black so long as it hasn't yet been smoothened. So it's not really a machlekes and halacha between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. They both agree to the same din. It just happens to be in Rabbi Yehuda's place you were able to send the black shoe, and in Rabbi Yossi's place you were not able to send the black shoe until it was smoothened. Says the Gemara, we send in the Mishnah the Zeha Klal Koshene Usin by Biyamtiv, anything that you could use on Yamtiv, so then you're allowed to send that to your friend. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Sharulu Rabbanon Neshadre Tefillin Biyamatava. Now Rav Sheshes, he allowed the Rabbanon to send Tefillin. You want to give a gift to your friend, you want to give him a Tefillin, maybe for the Bar Mitzvah boy. So says the Gemara, said Rav Sheshes, that he allowed them, Rav Sheshes allowed the Rabbanon to send Tefillin on Yom Tov. So Amar Le Abaye. Abaye asked Rav Sheshes, V'hanan tenan kol sheneusin by b'yom tov mishalchen esai. We learned in our Mishnah, only things that you could use on Yom Tov, so then you're allowed to send as a gift. Tefillin, we don't wear Tefillin on Yom Tov. Chalmaid is a Shiloh, but for sure on Yom Tov, we don't know when we're Tefillin on Yom Tov. And if so, how are you allowed to send the Tefillin to your friend on Yom Tov? So says the Gemara, Hachi Ka'amar. That Rav Sheshes held that this is what the Mishnah means to say. That kol sheneusim by b'chol meshalchen aysa b'yamtif. It doesn't have to be something which you could use on Yom Tov. It has to be something which you could use. Meaning, theoretically, if today was a weekday, would it be something which is right to be used? Once it is, so then you could send it to your friend on Yom Tov. And Rashi speaks out that it really is just a shail of where to put the comma on the Mishnah. The lashon of the Mishnah, it's the last line of the Mishnah on Yadal Amabiz. The last line of the Mishnah says, "Zaklau kol sheneusim by biyamtiv mishalchen aysai." So the way I just read it is that the comma is after the words biyamtiv. That kol sheneusim by biyamtiv, anything that you could enjoy, that you could use it on yamtiv mishalchen aysai. So those types of things you could send to your friend. But Rav Sheshes understood that no, the comma is before the words biyamtiv. It's kol sheneusim by anything which you could enjoy, with something that you can use biyamtiv mishalchen aysai. So now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to send it. That's the way Rav Sheshes learned the Mishnah. Memela, he said that you're allowed to send tefillin because it's something which you could use if it would be a weekday. Memela, you could send it on Yom Tov. And the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim and Siman Tav Kuf Tes Zayin and Sif Gimel, the Beis Yosef explains that what's the pshat? Why is it that something, even though you can't use it on Yom Tov, all you could do is use it during the week, why is it that such a thing you could send to your friend on Yom Tov? And the Beis Yosef explains, because being that it's something which is already right to be used, so Mamela, it gives a certain amount of simcha to the receiver. The one who receives this gift, being that it's something which he could already use, so it gives him a certain amount of simcha. That simcha is considered Letzarech Yom Tov, and that's why you could send it to your friend on Yom Tov, even though he can't use it now. Now the question is, according to this, that it only has to be something which you could use during the week, so why can't you send the sandal on a summer? According to Reb Sheshes, that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Kam was before the words B'yamtif, it just has to be something which you could use even during the week, so then why does the Mishnah say that you can't send a sandal HaMesumer? A sandal HaMesumer you could wear during the week, you just can't wear it on Shabbos and Yamtif. So why can't you send a sandal HaMesumer on Yamtif to your friend? So Rashi and Taisus both seem to say the same Teretz, that there's a difference between Tefillin and a sandal HaMesumer. A sandal HaMesumer, even though you could wear it during the week, but on Yom Tov, it's aser to wear. There's a gzeira, you're not allowed to wear a sandal on Masumar. Memela, they don't want, the Chazal didn't want you sending it to your friend, because someone who sees you sending it will say, oh, if you could send it, you could probably wear it today also. Now really, you're not allowed to, and it's aser to. And the person might come end up coming to wearing it, and that's an iser. So therefore, a sandal on Masumar you can send. Whereas when it comes to tefillin, worst comes to worst, the person puts on tefillin, there's no iser to put on tefillin on Yom Tov, there's just no mitzvah. But there's no iser to put it on Yom Tov, the melo tefillin you're allowed to send, but a sandal HaMesumer you're not allowed to send to your friend on Yom Tov, even though it's something which you can enjoy during the week. Now says the Gemara, Vayter Amar Abaye, says Abaye, that tefillin, hayo v'asu liyadon, neimuhu b'milsa. Now that we're on the topic of tefillin, so I'll tell you another halacha about tefillin. So this is completely unrelated to anything, seemingly completely unrelated to anything we've been discussing, but it's another halacha about tefillin. Now that we mentioned tefillin, so says Abaye, you reminded me now, I wanted to tell over a halacha about tefillin. And it says Abaye, that hayabav aderech hu tefillin b'raishay. Let's say a person, Erev Shabbos, is traveling in Erev Shabbos, gets close to Shabbos, he's wearing his tefillin, and before he knows it, v'shaka olav chama, it becomes shkia. So now it's already Shabbos, and he has tefillin on his head. So says Abaye, maniach yadoi aleihem. So he should put his hand over the tefillin. People shouldn't see that he's wearing his tefillin. That would already be like a bezayin. So they shouldn't see that he's wearing it. Ad shemigia lebeisai. And he goes and he walks like that until he gets to his house, and then he takes them off in his house. He can't carry them through the Rishas Harabim, but he could cover it, so he could continue wearing it. Wearing it is not considered carrying it. So he could continue wearing it until he gets to his house, just he should cover it so people shouldn't see. Let's say a person was sitting in the base medrash, and again he's wearing his tefillin. But the midrashim back in the times of Chazal were in places that were not so safe. But he's in the base medrash now, and he has tefillin on his head. And it becomes shkia. So maniach yadu alein ad shemigia lebeisai. So same halacha, he puts his hand on the tefillin until he gets to his house. So that's the halacha that Abaye said. Now masav rav huna b'rei d'ravika. I asked Rav Huna b'rei d'Ravika, I have a braisa which is not like you. You say that you could bring the tefillin all the way to your house, but listen to this braisa. Says the braisa, Hayabah b'derech, a person's traveling, the same case, the tefillin b'raishai, v'kadosh lo v'yoy, mamish, the exact same case. Says the braisa, maniach yadu alein ad shemagia l'bayis ha'samuch l'chaimah. It says you should cover them until you get to the house that's closest, that the closest house in the city, the house that's right by the wall of the city. As soon as you get to the first house in the city, so then you have to take the tefillin off in that person's house. You knock on the door, you say, I know it's a little bit embarrassing. Well, I was wearing my tefillin and now I have to take it off. Can I please store my tefillin at your house? That's what the braisa says. You can't take it all the way to your house. You have to bring it to the first house in the city. And same thing, a person's in the base medrash in the same case. You have to bring it to the first house that's available outside the base medrash. You can't take it all the way to your house. So it's Akasha. Abaye says, and in these cases, you could take the tefillin all the way to your house. Here it seems like you have to take it to the first possible house, either the first one in the city or the closest one to the base medrash. So says the Gemara like Kasha. It's not a stira. Hadamintara, hadaloi mintara. The one case is talking about where it's a safe place. If the house, the first house, is safe, so then, of course, then you have to take the tefillin to the first house. However, if the first house is not safe, so that's when Abaye said you can bring it all the way to your house. Well, says the Gemara, idolay mintara. So if you mean to tell me that Abaye is talking about a case that it's not safe, well, if it's not safe, so then my iria bereishai. So why does Abaye speak specifically about a person who's wearing already the tefillin on his head? Abaye says, he says, if a person's already wearing tefillin on his head and it becomes Shabbos, and again, he's talking about a case now that the first house available isn't safe, so says Abaye, don't worry, you could bring the tefillin all the way to your house. If we're talking about a situation that it's not safe, So then, even if it's not on your head, even if you find them placed on the floor, nami, also in that case, if you find tefillin on the floor, on Shabbos, and it's not in a safe place, you pick it up and you bring it to your house. Nami, we learned in the Mishnah in Erevin, hamaitzei tefillin, machnis and zug zug. You bring them into your house, pair by pair. You go, you bring one pair, if there's multiple pairs, you go back to the place where you found it, put on another pair of tefillin and bring it home while you're wearing it. Go back to the place and put on another pair and keep going. So you see, even if you find it on the floor, if you're in a place that's not safe, you're allowed to pick it up even from the floor. So how could you tell me, so if Abai is talking about a case where it's not safe, so why does he speak specifically about a situation where the person already has the tefillin on his head, even if it's not on his head? Go put it on your head if you're in a place that's not safe. So says the Gemara like Asha. There's two different types of not safes. Ha, and the Gersa should be, ha deloy minchura machmas ganavi u machmas kalavi. One's if it's really not safe. It's not safe from robbers, and it's not safe from dogs. Anything could come and take this tefillin. That's the Mishnah in Erevin. If it's mamish not safe from anything, it's not protected from anything, so that's when we say you could even pick it up from the ground. And the Abaye's case is, ha de minchura machmas kalavi. It is guarded from dogs, so no dogs are going to rip apart the tefillin. It shows that it's not guarded from ganavim. A ganav could always come in and take it. So in that case, then you're not allowed to pick it up. Then that's when the Abaye said that if you're wearing it already, you could bring it home, but you can't pick it up from the floor. Anyways, a dog is not going to come and take it. It's only if you're wearing it on your head, so then you could bring it home. And says the Gemara, ganavi ma'udetema. So says the Gemara Ma'udetema, and what I would have thought to say, that why does the Abaye have to tell me that you're allowed to bring it home once it's on your head? Because I would have thought to say that Roiv listem Yisrael ninu v'loy mezalzlei behu. That who cares, take off your tefillin, and so what if it's not protected from listem? Anyways, most listem are Jewish, and they're not going to be mezalzel in the tefillin, so there's not so much to worry about. We're in a place that's guarded from dogs. The only thing it's not guarded from is from people that might steal. Okay, so what? If someone steals, he's probably going to be Jewish, and he won't be mezalzel in it. Kamashma Abaye, that even still, once you're wearing it on your head, you could keep wearing it home. You can't pick up the tefillin in such a case, but once you're wearing it, you could wear it all the way home. And just Agav, the Ritva speaks out that, I don't know exactly what the Metzias was, somehow in the times of Chazal, in the times of this Gemara, it was Rav Listim Yisrael, something that's very difficult to understand, that most Listim were Jewish. L'maisa, the Ritva says already in his times that Avada nowadays, most Ganavim are Goyim, and the Nafkamina is going to be that even if you're in a place that's guarded from dogs, if it's not guarded from Listim, most Listim are Goyim, they will be Mezalzel, and you could even pick it up from the ground. That's what the Ritva says. Anyway, it's Hadron Lach Beitza, Bezuz Hashem. We'll continue with the second parak in the following shir.